Yo, Mr. A, how you doing, buddy?
Yo, yo, what up,
yo,
brother?
Yo, hump day.
Hump day.
Hump
Mike.
Yeah. Hey, all right, before we start, let's let the listeners know about Po' Boys real quick, right?
Do it up.
Po'
Get
Boys,
ready.
Our buddy Derek. Just want to say, Derek, he's we're teaming up together, Rock Pod, with Po' Boy Smokers. And if you can see online, social media, I always mention him on FB, mostly on FB and Instagram. So, but we started Sundays. Every Sundays, he's going to be at Sears at Coronado Mall.
Oh, nice.
And he's going to be giving free lunches.
Nice lunches? So he's going to be there around noon?
Or I guess free lunches, like from, he said he's going to start around 11, and then when they run out, then that's how long he's going to do it.
Oh, okay. What do you mean run out? How much are they giving out? Just like a couple of them? Fuel?
It depends on him. He said he's going to give out a few. Like, remember the last podcast we said, he's going to be, at a certain place at a certain time, and he's going to do a few.
Yep.
Yeah. So this time is going to be the same thing. So he's going to be at Coronado Mall at the in front of Sears. I guess that's his usual spot. So if you go up there and you tell him, yo, give me the Rock Pod lunch, give me the Rock Pod special. Just as long as you mention Rock Pod, and he'll give you, a free lunch.
Oh. Hey, what if there's like all kinds of people in line and they don't know about it, and all they say is, yo, can I have the Rock Pod special?
Oh,
and
yeah.
They see you get a lunch for free without paying, and they're like, yo, give me the Rock Pod special.
Yeah, I think since they already went through that one time already, because from the last podcast, I think they know how to handle it now.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. So, but yeah, if you just tell them mention Rock Pod, and they'll give you free lunch. And he said a few free lunches, and he's thinking about after that. Let's say he gives away 10 free lunches,
uh-huh.
And the next people that come in that say, hey, can you give me the Rock Pod special, Rock Pod lunch or whatever? After the 10 free, then he's gonna say, he's thinking about doing this also. After that, then he'll say, okay, you're gonna get a sandwich, but if you want the sides, you're gonna have to pay for the sides.
Oh yeah.
And then he's gonna go so far into that again, maybe like 5 or 10 or however many he wants. Then after that, then if some people keep saying, hey, can you give me Rock Pod special, Rock Pod, Rock Pod, Rock Pod? Then he'll say like, okay, we ran out of the free ones, so you came a little late, so we'll give you $1, $2, $3 off. Or he's gonna start doing that.
Oh, okay, cool. Sounds good.
Yep. So yeah.
Get it while it's hot.
Yep. So every Sundays, people.
Don't forget.
Every Sundays, and if you wanna just keep an eye on the social media, follow ROTPOD. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, just follow, and I'll be posting everything and linking everything and giving everybody information on there. And just, yeah, just basically, but every Sunday he'll be in front of Sears, by Coronado Mall, and he'll be giving out free lunches and free sandwiches and discounts.
Do it up, y'all. Do it up. Go get some free food.
Yeah. So yes, sir. So, all right. Cool, cool.
Yes, sir. Let's get
rolling off track, my brother.
Yeah, yeah.
3, 2, 1.
We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Hey! Oh! What's up there, Internet? It's myself, Mr. B, and by my side, Mr. A. What's up, Mr. A?
What's up?
What's up, my brother? How you doing? How you feeling?
Pretty good so far. Just glad the day's over with.
Yep. Wednesday, hump day. You got over the hump. Now it's just downhill, right?
Hump day. Yep.
Hump day. Tomorrow. Do you tell your mom it's hump day?
Nope.
Do you tell your dad it's hump day?
Nah.
Do you tell your brothers it's hump day?
Nope. All I say is, Mike.
Mike. Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yes, sir. Rock Pod doing on Wednesday, hump day. Here we are, rolling out another episode, talking about anything. As for myself, I like games, tech, movies. I'm a tech guy, my brother. How about you? What do you like?
I like it all, son. Whatever goes through my ear holes, and if I like it, I like it. If I don't, I don't.
I like it a lot.
Yes, sir. Cool. So let's kick this off, and if we don't know anything, we'll see if we can learn it right here on the podcast, right?
Yep.
Because sometimes we say something like, "What is that?" You know, like, "What are you talking about?" So we'll just
what thing?
So we'll just learn together.
Yep.
And one thing that we'll never learn is you got Harry and Dunn from Dumb and Dumber. They're looking in front of them like all confused, and the meme is, "Why is she all dressed up and the kids are filthy?" Do you ever see that when people are walking around and the lady's all dressed up but the kids are not?
Yep, they're all tacky looking.
Yes, sir.
I see that plenty of times everywhere.
Everywhere?
Here's one with Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher. Shout out.
Ashton. From the that 70s show. First, it's like off of Facebook comments, people saying back and forth. This one's from Josh. It says, "Congratulations on being pregnant at whoopee age 15. Maybe he'll be your sweet 16 president. Or are you already 16? Either way, congrats on getting pregnant as a freshman in high school. I'm so proud." And another guy, Caitlin, or Lady Caitlin, says, "Hey Josh, you pee all over people's excitement. If you have nothing nice to say, keep your mouth shut." And some other guy, Colton, says, "Yeah, Josh, just shut the F up." And Josh says, "Well, I know something you should have kept shut." And then Ashton goes, Burn!
It's a go back and forth until the end, huh? Ba-ba!
Yeah.
Ashton, that guy, he was a pretty cool character. He was a funny character in the 70s show, huh?
Yeah.
70s show. Does that show on TV now, like reruns? Or I haven't seen one in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't seen one in a while, too. And actually, they changed it to the 80s show. I seen the one time it said the 80s show.
I'm like, what?
80s?
80s. It's whack. 80s?
Whack, bro.
It's whack. So everybody's 10 years older, huh?
I guess.
And that's when the Nintendo came out in the 80s. I wonder if they'll show the Nintendo on there.
Maybe. Nintendo. Maybe not.
Do you remember when the Nintendo, you used to have to blow in the cartridge to make it go?
Yep.
No.
The Fluffy movie with Gabriel Iglesias.
The Fluffy movie.
That movie's our that show's opening, man. He was talking about it, that his kid is so spoiled that he doesn't even know what Nintendo the cartridges are. All you have to use the disc.
Oh, yeah. Digital age, huh?
Yeah, digitalness. And back in the day, you have to work hard to play.
Yo, back in the day, man, old Nintendo, especially VCR. I remember we were talking about VCR in Hastings. I wonder if they have it still in the corner.
Yeah. Some old guy's all staying back there. He's all old, ready to croak.
And then one thing about the VCR is, remember that standalone device where you just put in the tape and it rewinds itself?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, man, if you had that, you were like, you're the cool guy.
Yep. Hey, make sure you bring your VHS over. I'll rewind them for you.
I'll rewind it for you. We'll have a rewind party. Party.
Oh, yep. Rewind party.
And this guy is a fact. Chuck Norris has a grizzly bear carpet in his room. It's not dead. It's just afraid to move. Oh!
Oh, that's a good one. Barack Obama, someone snapped his picture and he's pointing at the camera and says, "Hey, Justin Bieber is not a girl. He's a lake."
He's defending Justin Bieber?
Yep, and saying that he's not a girl. He's a lady.
He's a lady. That one deserves another one. Yeah.
Yo.
Say it again. One more.
That same one?
Yeah. One more.
Justin Bieber's not a girl. He's a lady.
Oh! Yo. Everybody knows it. The truth is out there.
Yo.
If I am ever on life support, unplug me. Then plug me back in. See if that works. Is that funny or mean?
Both.
I think it's, if you're a computer guy and you remember how you have to restart your computer to get it going?
Yeah.
Yeah, then you get this joke.
If you don't have a sense of humor, then
it's just mean. So if you don't have a sense of humor, then this podcast ain't for you.
Nope. Close them ear holes and shut it out.
No, shut your ear hole.
Here's one with that Mari, that TV show. You know who that is?
Oh, that. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, he goes, "You claim to be a bad bitch online, but when I saw you in person, that was a lie."
Oh, okay. Here's one with Austin Powers and his evil gang, and they're all smiling, or they all have their mouths open like they're laughing.
Uh-huh.
Says, "Let's release all the awesome games when school starts."
Evil, too evil.
True evil when school starts.
No one can sleep.
And then before you start the next one, I think actually one of the games that is going to come out later in the year when school starts is Halo 5. I think that one comes out later in the year.
So yeah, now those test scores are going to drop.
Yeah, test scores. There you go. So there's a...
lame excuses are going to come back. Oh, my dog ate my homework. My sister spilled juice all over it. Brother threw in trash for me. I didn't know where it was.
Halo 5 causes low test scores.
Losers. No, I was kidding.
Loser.
Here's one with Jack. This is like the Titanic. Jack and Rose are standing up on top. Says, "I'm flying, Jack. I'm flying." And then it has the grumpy old cat. Says 2 hours later, "You're floating, Rose. You're floating."
Yeah. When they're all frozen?
Yep, frozen.
All frozen now. You know you're a gamer when 5 more minutes becomes 5 more hours. Is that true?
You know you're hardcore when 5 hours turns into 5 days later.
That's hardcore gaming, man.
What she said.
Oh!
Here's one more. Here's Alan. He's all taking a bath and it says, "Is Google a boy or a girl?" Well, obviously a girl, because it won't let you finish your sentence without suggesting other ideas.
Google, why? Google, why? That's a good one, man. Because when you start typing, something comes up, huh?
Yep.
All right. Here's another one. There's this, inspiration. It's a picture of an old guy longboarding, not skateboarding.
Oh, okay.
It's just an inspiration. It says, "Don't take life so seriously. It's not like you're going to get out alive." Is that true?
Yep.
True.
Or
that.
Just follow, Will Ferrell, when he says, "I forgot to turn off my swag before I went to bed, and this morning when I woke up, I was covered in bitches."
All right, here's another one with, what was his name from Avengers, the captain dude?
Captain America?
No, not Captain America. what was his name? Jackson, was it Samuel? Yeah, Samuel Jackson?
Oh, okay. Yeah, what was his name?
Oh, what is it? I forgot his name. But it's a picture of him and he's just smiling with his fingers crossed, with his hands crossed. And he says, "I heard that you can do whatever you want in international waters. That's why I filled my jacuzzi with international water."
That's funny. Here's my last one. It's Keanu Reeves from Ted and Phil Take an Adventure. He says, "What if we used to be able to make wishes, but then someone wished we couldn't?"
No. I think I know what picture you're talking about when he's like all spaced out or something, huh?
Yeah, he's all green or something.
All right, I got I guess tonight I got the final one, Mr. A.
Oh,
snap. Says, always give 100% at work. 12% Monday, 23% Tuesday, 40% Wednesday, 20% Thursday, and 5% Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thumbs that up. I District 12 that up.
Yeah, District 12. Hands up right now. Fingers up. All right. All right, Mr. A, I guess we can kick off a song. You have a song? You have a recommended song for the players out there, Rock Pod players?
I would recommend check out Yellow Wolf Till It's Gone.
Yellow Wolf Till It's Gone? Is that what's popping in your ear hole now?
Yup.
Is it booming in your juice? Oh, we start a new thing, Juice and Jams, right, Mr. A?
Hashtag Juice and Jams, yup.
Hashtag Juice and Jams. So when I post that on the social media, you guys hit us back with your Juice and Jams picture. And, yeah, there's a few people that, when you sent me your Juice and Jams, Mr. A, I posted online and people gave that a thumbs up more than mine, man.
Nah.
Yep. So they like your rock star with your wireless headphones.
Yeah. Not called wireless. It's Bluetooth.
Bluetooth? No. It's hashtag Bluetooth, hashtag rock star, hashtag Juice and Jams. Juice and Jams, starting it. Just do this. All right, here's like Mr. A's recommendation. Here it is. Pretty good, huh?
Yo, I say so.
Yo, Yellow Wolf.
Look it up.
So you've been jamming that, huh?
Yep, jamming it all up my ear hole.
Cool. And how many Rock Pod stars you give that?
I give it a full 5 Rock Pod stars.
Booyah! We need like a stamp sound. Chapow, 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 chapow. 5 Rock Pod stars.
Yo.
Yeah, son. All right. Here's mine. You ready?
Do it.
Oh, sorry. That was a misunderstanding there. Just kidding. For real. Here's. Do you remember the old school song though?
Yo, want to slow it down a little bit tonight?
Slow it down a little. Yeah, no, right here's my recommended song. Today's Wednesday, so it's a hashtag Woo Wednesday. So here's a Wu-Tang song for you guys. Check it out.
And down at home.
Remember your vows.
Intro. Alright, here it goes.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
Intro, I should start it later on.
Here it goes. A great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand.
Almost, Mr. Almost, almost.
Homicide is legal. Death is a penalty. Never let go when you've got hold of your enemy. Eagle claw, cobra clutch, my enemies necessary. I'll never let it go. See my shadow ninja might flow. I throw a brave archer dart arrow through your tempo. Almighty bow of Ulysses, the indigenous plan of the Wu-Tang clan became a world brand. We never let it go. Man, we talking half a mil of shows.
Never let go of your mind. It is a terrible thing to waste or lose, but it's very hard to find. Being that ignorance is lethal.
Yep, right there, Wu-Tang, never let go.
Woo-woo.
I give that maybe like a 4 Rock Pod star. Chapow, 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 buddy.
Boom, in your face.
in your face. Yeah, Wu-Tang, Never Let Go. It's just I think it kind of gives like a little inspiration where it's like, never let go of your dreams, never let go of your passion, never let go of what you like in your life, what you love in your life.
Keep rocking hard and keep that head up.
That's right. So, yes, sir, I get from that song, I got inspiration. So I just want to share with the Rock Pod listeners. Check it out, Wu-Tang, Never Let Go, and Mr. A's Yellow Wolf. What was it? Yellow Wolf Till It's Gone.
Yep.
Jabuya, son. All right. And I think real quick, I posted how many s'mores can you eat?
How many s'mores can you eat? I would probably say like 5 of them.
5 s'mores?
Yup.
Man, for me, I can only have like one. Then if my son or my wife cannot finish theirs, then I'll probably make 1.5.
You're weak.
You're weak, son. Man, that's a straight slap with a s'more across my face. Oh, sorry, man. Sorry. Cool. You can eat. What'd you say? 5?
Yeah.
Damn. So mine is maybe 1, less than 2, I'd say. Okay. One person says, 1 bite for me. That's it. Ha ha.
Just a bite?
Just a bite. Yep. Yeah. Weak. Right?
Wah.
Wah. Wah. Yep. Here's another one. I can eat 2, but should only be 2 bites. Ha ha.
loser.
Yeah. And I put I responded to those ones. I put, looks delicious before you eat, but then it gets too sweet the longer, the more you eat.
What you said.
Oh. Oh, shucks. Next one is 3. He said nephews eat 3 each.
He's getting there.
And another one says, 1 inty winty bite.
Don't invite that guy to the party.
Don't invite that. Yeah, then another one says, 25. I was like, whoa.
Ew. 25.
25 s'mores.
I want to have at least 5 of them. Don't bring that guy.
Don't bring that guy. He's going to take all of it, huh?
Yep.
Deal. And then another one says just a smidge. Then another one says half, then I give it away.
All these teeny wincy smidgy halfers need to lock it down and eat up, grub it up.
Grub it up. At least eat 1, then you'll be part of the Rot Pod family, right?
1.5.
1.5. If you can beat Mr. B at over 1, then you're good.
Yeah, you're good. Then y'all better. Eat.
Then you're golden. All right.
And you're A-OK in Mr. A's book.
Oh. And it says another one that I did, but I only got a few responses for this one. When you're filling up your vehicle with gas, are you the type to stop right on the dollar?
Definitely. If I go over 1 penny, I have to go to the next
dollar. Have to go to the next dollar?
I hate not getting right on the dollar. It bugs me.
Really?
I tried it 3 different times, and that whole day after I filled it up in the morning, I went over 1 penny. That whole day went by, and it was bugging me throughout the day.
No. it made your day bad?
Yeah, it just irritated me, and like, oh, why? Oh, man, why 1 penny? Who does that?
Who does that? Here's a few responses. I'm the type to fill it up no matter what.
Oh.
That's hardcore, buddy.
Ooh.
It says, when the auto shut-off triggers, that's it.
Yep, when it auto triggers, I'll have to fill it to the next dollar.
Then you fill it to the dollar.
There's a little bit more air in there to get it to the next dollar when it shuts off auto-y.
Yeah. Then here's one that's just like you, Mr. A. I'll try to stop it on the dollar.
Yeah, I can't take no cents. Got to be a dollar.
Yeah, then some people just said, OCD about it. Oh, and then actually at the bottom it says another one says, yes, I do. That's the OCD in me. So I guess that person's agreeing with, got to stop it right on the dollar.
Yep. Plus, I just don't have no change to be filling it up and stopping with change on there.
Change.
all I carry is bills and cards.
Bills and cards. Yep. No change, huh?
Nope. No change for me.
No change for me. All right. Here we go. Here we go now.
Do it up.
Do it up.
Mr. Here's one.
Go for it.
I'll go for it. Here's one. There's a guy, a 35-year-old man who is identified by Jeremy Graves. He was caught stealing a golf cart around 9:40 a.m. Tuesday, according to a criminal complaint over at the Sandia Casino Resort. And on surveillance camera, it shows that he went into an employee's entrance only, made his way to the uniform section, stole a bag with a uniform in it, and he went to the bathroom afterwards. After putting on just a pair of pants, he left and leave him behind the rest of the uniform. So then he makes his way to the golf carts, and he drives off with the golf cart. And he says that he thought the golf cart was complimentary, and he stole the pants of the uniform because he thought that they were cheap, and he didn't think it was against the law.
What?
So now he's locked up at the Metropolitan Detention Center on a $10,000 cash-only bail bond.
What was his name?
Jeremy Graves.
Jeremy Graves. Shout out to Jeremy Graves.
He didn't think it was against the law to steal the uniform pants.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And he took off the golf cart saying he thought it was complimentary.
He thought it was complimentary. Yeah. Imagine that, driving home on that. Says, yeah, I got a free golf cart. What? Woop, woop. Yes, sir. Woop, woop to Google Fiber. And they're starting to set a Google Fiber in Salt Lake City, which means they'll get high-speed internet, which you can do everything faster, like lightning, you know what I mean?
Yo, lightning.
Lightning, lightning fiber. So, yeah, Google, they just announced it that they are now in the beginning phase. I guess they're going to be doing it in phases. Phase one, lay the Google Fiber in Salt Lake City. And on Next Rock Pod, we will give you phase two.
Oh.
Mm. Ouch.
Here's a burglar who tried to lock out a family of their house. And it goes, when a Northeast Albuquerque resident arrived home Monday evening, he put his key into the door's lock to let his two daughters in. He knew something was wrong when someone in the house immediately locked it back from the inside. And the daughter goes, we were trying to open the door, and every time my dad unlocked it, the suspect locked it back.
Yeah.
Johnson's dad was able to force his way into the house on 500 block of Dorothy North and then chased the suspect burglar, later identified as a 40-year-old man, Ryan Queen, into a neighborhood's backyard. When police responded, they locked down the area, blocking roads and telling other residents to stay inside while they searched the neighborhood with a canine dog. And they were yelling out on a air horn saying to the subject who ran from the police, this is the APD K-9 unit. Come out now, or if my dog finds you, he will bite.
Oh, did he really say that?
Yep. And then Clean broke into another home on Ida Northeast, one street over from the first burglary, and got into a fight with the resident homeowner before fleeing once again within the perimeter. Police found him hiding in the backyard of a home off of Dorothy Northeast. And he was, after the first house, the little girl says he was trying to take our Barbies and our flat screen TVs, but he couldn't. So he was trying to take everything that looked valuable.
You trying to take her Barbies?
Yeah, a suitcase full of Barbies and one of their flat-screen TVs and suitcases that were placed in the front door. And the little girl goes, the guy should just be happy that he got away from my dad.
Oh, snap. That's some true words.
Yep.
I bet you the father would have did some damage, huh?
Yep. Little girl, he just was very happy he got away from my daddy.
Daddy. Van Damage. She's gonna do some Van Damage.
Van Dam up that face.
Van Dam up. Nintendo is bringing games to smartphones, my brother.
Oh, did.
So So they're going to start the developers. They are, yeah, they're just going to start making games for smartphones, and it's not really going to be bringing like old school games to the smartphones. They'll just be coming out with touchscreen games for all the devices, and it'll basically be just touchscreen games for the mobile devices. So it's not going to be like those hardcore Mario games, hardcore Zelda games for your Nintendos. It's not going to be the same thing, but it'll be games from Nintendo that will have Nintendo characters, you know, because people can't use Nintendo characters in when they're making games.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, they do have Android, also the Android market, that Super Mario World.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's how they have that.
Yeah, I think those ones you can download like an emulator. They call it an emulator. Then you could download some of the Nintendo games.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, but yeah, this one will be like you could just download it from either Android or Apple or Amazon and just download the game, and it'll be just Nintendo character games for everybody's touchscreen devices.
Oh yeah.
So I guess one thing that could be good is be like maybe like a Angry Birds copy, but using Nintendo characters.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, so just something like that. It's just all going to be coming from Nintendo now. It's taking them a while because some people were saying you should just make because they thought they weren't doing good selling Nintendo Wiis and all types of Nintendo devices. Uh-huh. So then the idea just spread out there on the internet saying you guys should just make phone games or tablet games and just make simple games so you can start making money. But it's been out there for a while, and I guess I don't know if they were already in the works or if they heard people talking about it, so when they started. So they officially announced that they're going to start making Nintendo games with Nintendo characters for touchscreen devices now.
Awesome.
Yup, yup.
Not as awesome as this lady, though. There's a mom arrested and accused of cheering on her daughter in an after-school fight.
cheering on her daughter, huh?
Yep. The mother of a middle school student was arrested this week after sheriff's deputies say she cheered on a fight between her daughter and another girl after school. The lady, identified as Nicole Marlin, who was 34 years old, was charged with child abuse and contributing to the delinquency of a minor after the fight outside Taffy Middle School in the North Valley on Tuesday afternoon.
But
the parent is seen and heard encouraging the daughter to fight and is not taking any action to stop the fight. Marlin was booked into the county jail and released Wednesday. Marlin's daughter on an ongoing problem with the other girl, according to the complaint, Williams said he didn't know what the problem was. Students involved in a school fight are typically disciplined by the school, he said. He said the BCSO detective investigating the case that Plain sent his report to someone in the district attorney's office who deals with juveniles, who will decide whether the girl should face criminal charges.
Ooh. Shout out to the mother cheering on the daughter fight.
Oh, that's funny. Oh. So,
go.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
And then they heard someone coming. Oh my god. It's coming towards us.
Oh man. That was this. Oh, previously on a Rockbot episode.
But yeah, to the mom or awesome mom.
Ooh, that's a question. Shout out to the awesome no good mom.
Or no shout out.
Or no shout. That's the question. Dun, dun. Waze. The Waze app. Waze. The traffic app. Says they will now include Amber Alerts inside the app. So cool. If you're using the app and there's an Amber Alert, and so everything will come up on the screen saying, well, whatever the information is given, like the license plate and the type of vehicle and the type of person. Yep. So yeah, that's a new thing to Waze. The Waze that are doing, getting together with the police, and just when there's an Amber Alert, everything will be shown on the screen if you're using the Waze app. So I guess this is one way that people will download this app more and use this app more ways is to help the kids if they get kidnapped, you know?
Oh yeah. Cool.
So I guess if you're driving and you see this and you're looking up and down and trying to figure out what's going on, you're looking at the screen, looking at the app, saying, "Oh no, my daughter," and then you look at the license plate number, then you see a car, and you look up, you look down, you look up, you look down, and you're trying to shift, and you're trying to shift, and you're trying to steer, and you're trying to drive, and you're putting on the gas and the clutch, looking up, you're looking down, you're looking up, you're looking down.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yep. Use wisely, people, use wisely.
Do it up, right? An Albuquerque drug dealer who woke up to find a woman dead in his house apparently just wrapped her in a blanket and clear plastic and left her there for hours while he went to eat dinner with his family.
What?
Yo, he later, coerced, I'm bad with words, one of his friends to help him dump the body of a 30-year-old Cheyenne Cantrell, whose cause of death hasn't been determined, in an abandoned field behind a local roller rink, police said. Mr. Eugene R. Crane, the man identified, 31 years old, who also goes by J.D., Gene, Blanco Diablo, and the Boogeyman, has been arrested in connection with the death. But he isn't accused of killing Miss Cattrell. He's charged with kidnapping, tampering with evidence, and conspiracy. But now, if police find foul play was a factor, Crane could face more charges, said APD spokeswoman Selena Espinoza said. He is being held at the Metropolitan Detention Center on a $250 cash-only bail bond, and also a no bond held in different cases.
Yeah, Boogeyman.
The Boogeyman. Oh.
Shout out to the Boogeyman.
Yeah, this the person that he called to help him roll or toss out the body was identified as Cheris Hogan, who was 25, and Hogan was arrested and booked into jail on March 18th and charged with tampering with evidence and conspiracy for allegedly helping to move the body. The two people arrested.
Body him.
And Mr. Crane.
Crazy.
Yep. Boogeyman.
Boogeyman. It's crazy news in ABQ, right?
Yep, all up in the ABQ.
All up in the ABQ. Craziness going on. That's why they call it Alba Crazy. Crazy stuff going on.
Yup.
Yup, yup. Alrighty. Here's one you're going to like and people would like because you're going to like it because I like it. Are you ready to like it?
If you like it, I like it.
Oh. That's right. New smartphone battery can be fully charged in 1 minute. Coming to phones hopefully next year.
Hopefully, yep.
So, as you can maybe think and common sense, you would need a new charger, of course, and this new charger will pump 80 amps of current to this charger into your battery.
Damn.
And this 80 amps of current will charge your the smartphone battery from 0 to 100 in 1 minute. The ba-bam!
That's awesome.
That's bad, yep. And yeah, they're hopefully they made it. They made it. They invented it. It's happening. It's real. They just don't know how soon they could get into smartphones right now. And of course, when they start giving it to smartphones, then they're gonna have to start selling the charger too. That has to go with it. So, yep, new charger, new battery, 0 to 100 in 1 minute.
Damn, 1 minute. I gotta get on that. A carjacked woman in Northeast Tuesday, then power pole at Louisiana and the crash, and officers are directing traffic and at every major intersection in the area. A spokeswoman from PNM said the power was only shut off for about 20 minutes while workers rerouted the line. He expected the work at the intersection to wrap up overnight. Louisiana was shut down in both directions at Montgomery because of the crash, and westbound Montgomery was also shut down because live power lines have fallen, said the APD spokesman, Tanner Tixer, in an email said. After a short foot chase, the man, later identified as 36-year-old Donovan Bookout, was
Bookout?
Taken to custody. Yep, Mr. Bookout. when Foothills Area Commanded Officer called the 12600 block of View Crest Northeast because Mr. Bookout had a gun and was threatening suicide. He threatened his parents with a weapon and ran from their home. Rod Smith lives on Chris Place near where officers first responded and said saw the three police cars at the neighborhood's house and later talked to a woman who said the man pulled a gun on her and tried to take her car. That woman was able to escape.
Wah, wah, wah. Crazy.
Yep, so he discombobulated. Is that how you would say it? A power line pole?
Yeah.
Yep, he completely took out the pole, like half of it, knocked it off on the halfway bottom, and the whole top is just dangling from the wires and stuff.
Man, and those poles are real thick too, huh?
Yep, they're like, what, like a foot thick?
That's what she said.
Around.
Yeah.
Thick poles out there.
Is there cool? And I can say that Dumb and Dumber 2 is a new release at Redbox.
Nice.
Annie is another new release at Redbox.
Annie. If you guys like musicals, you'll like that one. If not, don't get it.
Don't get it. Top 5 with Chris Rock is a new release in Redbox.
Chris Rock.
And the popular ones at Redbox right now is Horrible Bosses 2, The Hunger Games, Hunger Games, Mockingjay, District 13, District 12. Was it District 12?
Yeah.
District 12.
Yeah.
Another popular one is Nightcrawler. Then another popular one is Birdman.
Birdman. I haven't seen that one yet. What is that one about anyway?
Gaga.
Yeah, the Goggy.
This one's with Michael Keaton. He plays a washed-up actor who has once played an iconic superhero, battles his ego, and attempts to recover his family, his career, and himself.
The Goggy Man.
The Goggy Man, Birdman, with Michael Keaton, rated R, an hour and 59 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Check it out.
I wanna watch the Birdman.
Birdman.
I just heard that title. I thought they were talking about Chris Anderson from the Miami Heat.
Oh, Birdman.
Oh, snap. They made a movie out of him.
Yep. Gonna have a whole bunch of tattoos on his neck. This is Birdman, too.
Yep. Nope. The one in the character in the movie is gonna have a big old 505 tatted on his neck.
505. Yep.
That's crazy how some of those people do that. Get a big old tattoo across their neck, the width of their neck. Same 505 in old English writing.
Oh, yeah.
Are you stupid? What if you move out of state?
Now the new school cats are going to put hashtag 505.
Yo, two in love with 505.
505. And the new releases in theaters this week, Get Hard.
What she said.
No. Oh. And another one is Home. That one's with that alien that comes to Earth. Remember that? And he finds that little girl in the convenience store.
Oh, okay. Who does the voice of Rihanna?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He's all, my hands are in the air, and I just do not care.
Yep. And another one is It Follows. It just says American Horror Story.
Ooh! It returns the clown. It follows.
Follows. And Cupcakes is another one. Another new one that's coming out this weekend.
Cupcakes.
Do you want to see what that one's about?
Do it.
Let's see. Let's learn together, Mr. A.
Learn it up on the ROTPOE.
Learn it up. This one, it says set in contemporary Tel Aviv, six diverse best friends gather to watch the wildly popular Universe Song Competition. Appalled by Israeli entry, they decide to create their own and record it on a mobile phone. So I guess it's a dance. I guess they're doing like a dance video and they're using a phone.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Cupcakes.
Mm.
Sounds different.
Sounds delicious.
Sounds delicious. Yep. Cupcakes. And what's playing right now? Cinderella. The Insurgent. That's the second one from Divergent.
Yep. I still want to go.
Yep. And The Gunman.
I still want to see that one.
And Run All Night.
I don't know what that one is.
That one's with Liam Neeson.
Nope, I still don't know.
Okay, and another one is Focus with Will Smithy.
Oh, yeah, where they're robbing the parking and stuff.
Yeah.
Bunch of Steelers.
Bunch of Steelers, Will Smithy. Yes, sir. Cool, cool, Mr. A.
Yup, yup. What up?
What up, what up? Yep. Yeah, good hump day, good Wednesday, good rap potting. And some more coming soon, right?
Yes, sir. Hump day.
So, just want to say, Mr. A.
What up?
Would you sail around the Earth or a hot air balloon?
I would sail.
Sail?
Yep. So I can fish it up.
Cool, cool. And any last words for the people out there?
Yup. Sometimes the smallest step in the right direction ends up being the biggest step of your life. So tiptoe if you must, but always remember,